squeaky bottles. All right. Check, check, check. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo! What's up, man?
Good God.
I know, I'm excited.
You're
Jenna's here.
So loud this morning. Why are you so loud this morning?
Because I'm amped, man. I'm excited. It's a Hate Bud Friday.
You are correct. It is. You know what? Blow the air horn. Do it. That's
really?
How it's. No, don't do it. Don't do it. We have guests, Hunter. Hi, Jenna.
Hello.
Good morning. Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud.
All right. It's Friday, and it's the greatest time of the morning because we get to sample responsibly delicious drinks.
Good way to put it.
There. I said it, everybody. Am I good now? I got my one in.
You are good. Thank you so much for promoting that.
You're welcome. Okay. So what did you bring us today?
So I brought three different local wines. Two from Tabor Hill. They've got a lot of fun things happening over at Tabor Hill, which is different line extensions, just different varietals out there. So really excited. I brought two of those. And then I brought a delicious, and I just love the bottle from this one, of 12 Corners. It's called Tropical Blanc. And it is a much so on the sweeter side.
Okay.
Probably one of the sweetest wines they make, but very tropical. Definitely a great summer wine. Can even add in some like seltzer to make it like a spritzer.
Spritzer. So I love that word. Spritzer.
I just feel like I should be wearing, you know, like my tweed and seersuckers, like saying I'm having a spritzer.
Nice. A big sun hat. An oversized sun hat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And laying in a Barca lounger. I don't know. Isn't that
something
a sofa?
Like that. I don't know.
It's a sofa.
We'll go with it.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, so we got, which one are we going to sample first?
Let's go ahead and start with the Tabor Hill.
Perfect.
So this is really kind of interesting and I love it. So Tabor Hill has a cherry line, I like to call it.
Okay.
Because they now have like four different kinds of cherry wines. They've definitely expanded upon their sparkling. So they now have like a sparkling demi-sec. So of course the famous demi-sec. Demi Red, also sparkling, so they offer that now. So it just adds a little bit more carbonation to it.
Is that a type of cherry? I don't know what that is. The Demi Sec?
Yeah, so Demi Sec is probably the most famous wine in our area.
Oh, okay.
Several years ago.
I'm still new.
Yes,
I'm
still new.
My mom loves it.
Yes. So it's a semi-dry wine, Michigan wine.
Okay.
And it was kind of one of those wines that put Tabor Hill on the map.
Gotcha.
Well, now Tabor Hill is making it as a sparkling.
Awesome.
So they've kind of offered some more sparkling options, but they're also, what I brought today is actually their cherry sparkling wine.
So they've
had a cherry wine for a long time. They've kind of expanded upon that.
Yes.
And they now have a sparkling cherry, Moscato, a sparkling cherry Moscato. So they've got lots of different options, whether you want it to be a still, which is non-carbonated, or you want it to be a sparkling.
I'm learning so much right now. This is fantastic.
Yes.
Drinking and knowledge.
Yes. So we're going to start out with the sparkling cherry.
Let's do it. Pour it in my mouth.
Oh.
No, I mean in the glass.
Right? And it's sparkling, folks.
I swear that's never happened to me before.
No. This happens to me a lot. Anytime I bring anything carbonated into the studios, I will tell you it does this.
That's right.
And I'm like, of course it does.
Away from the board. Away from the electronics.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
So this is a sparkling cherry wine.
Correct.
Yes.
So they have their, obviously, like I said, the cherry wine that they've had for a long time, and now this is the sparkling cherry.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they had that at church.
Wow. At church?
Yeah.
Jesus had a lot of carbonation in his blood.
That'll wake everybody up.
Get that chair. Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, everyone's jumping around the pews.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yep, so I like that one a lot. Mm. And then they are also doing, and you know this one is a little bit lighter in color.
Okay.
This is the Sparkling Cherry Moscato.
Moscato.
Yes.
Now, what's the difference between a Moscato and the other one that we had?
So this was just straight cherry.
Straight cherry.
So this, it has a Moscato grape in it as well.
Gotcha,
which,
okay.
It's, again, sweeter, but it's going to be like, as you can see, it's lighter in color.
Yep.
It's not all cherry.
A little bit lighter on the tongue, maybe?
Yep, it's going to be probably a little bit, because it's definitely going to be sweet, but it's not going to be as tart.
Yeah. Yeah. The big thing I've noticed already is you can tell the professionals that make wine, because usually when someone's like, hey, try this cherry wine I made, it was in their basement, and you're like, I'm not drinking that. But that was really, really good, and now we're going to have the cherry Moscato.
Yes, the sparkling cherry Moscato. So as you notice, this is kind of more of a blush color, looking a little bit more like a lot lighter.
Oh, that is fantastic.
I feel fancy.
Yeah.
I feel very fancy drinking that.
Yeah,
now,
with
this
that.
Chilled, I mean, we're drinking at room, so chilled for this.
Absolutely,
okay.
So you're going to want this to be served nice and cold. You know, again, something great to serve for the summer, of course. And there's lots of options in the line. So again, you got the demi-secs that are sparkling. Mm-hmm. You've got now the cherry that are sparkling. You've got the Moscato that's sparkling. You know, so you got a lot of options in that line. And people like that. You know, people are really into champagne, Proseccos, that kind of thing. So I think it's a great step in the right direction for Michigan wines to offer something a little bit more effervescent.
Yeah.
So
good word.
Yeah.
Good word.
Yeah. So that was the new Tabor Hill offerings I brought today.
Awesome. Nice job, Tabor Hill.
Yes,
crushed
good
it.
Good job over there. We
crushed it.
Awesome. So then now we're going to move on to the Tropical Blanc, which is going to be that really, you know, citrus, pineapple, mango, lots of different, like, very citrus flavors.
Very nice.
Very
I like
sweet.
That.
Definitely going to be on the sweet side. You definitely want to serve this chilled.
Chilled again, okay.
Maybe even over some ice or with some seltzer.
Oh, nice.
Put your sun hat on.
Just get it.
You know, just do it.
That sounds good. I'll take that.
I'll take that. All of it.
Yes. And again, I have to just say for people that can't obviously see the bottle.
Smells good. Smell it. Ooh, yeah, doesn't that smells tropical.
Bottle is beautiful. Like it has this beautiful hibiscus on it, and it's just very pretty.
Whoa. That's just straight up juice. That's good.
Yeah. All of this is technically juice.
I know, but you know what I mean. Like a Capri Sun, Brooke.
OMG. Yeah. I feel like that could definitely be like
a Capri
great,
Sun.
Like,
serve these in like a little Capri Sun pouch.
Yes. And be like,
stick a little straw in there.
Put that pretty little label on the front.
Yes. Only Hunter could just white trash it up real quick. Yeah. No, it's in a nice bottle. It's made for nice people.
Yeah. Yes. No, it's delicious.
That is really good.
Yeah, it's been doing very well in our marketplace. And of course, in the tasting room, it's a new offering for them as well. And people seem to really dig it. But I get a lot of that pineapple, a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was picking up.
Yep,
very tropical.
Yep.
Nice.
And
awesome.
I just enjoy it.
And all of these are available now?
They are. They are absolutely available, and we're ready for you guys to sample them. And
awesome.
Make sure you look out for that new Tabor Hill label that they launched a couple months ago.
Awesome.
But every single one of their offerings has that label, so make sure you're paying attention to what it is. But there's several new ones into the game, and we're really excited about that.
So if you got a like a party coming up, you're hosting some people, you're having a little summer shindig, this is a perfect selection for any of those. Or
absolutely.
You're just at home in the dark drinking by yourself, get at that too. Works
get
on
it
every
done,
it works every level. Yeah. If you want to pour it into a plastic bag and poke a hole in it.
Yeah.
Don't do that. All right. If you missed anything, go to WIRX.com. We'll have it podcasted. And make sure you check out these new fantastic wine or sparkling wine selections.
Absolutely.
I nailed it.
Yes, you did.
I did good.
Awesome.
Even with all this wine in me, I'm crushing it. All right. Well, thank you, Jenna, so much.
Thanks
appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And again, check out WIRX.com. It's Hey Bud.
Hey Bud.